Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
One of the best, there, Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. That song, Moondance, that's one of his best, by the way. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Regardless of what you got going on, whatever, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're starting or running, growing, or divesting, of your business, we've got something you can read or listen to or even watch. We got video there, so check that out too. Brand new video up this week, new poll question up on the homepage, and lots of other stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We like it when you do that, and I think you'll like it too. We're having a great visit with our new friend Jim Minji, who's the president and the founder of Veterans Corp. That's veteranscorp.org, right, Jim?
That's correct.
All right. Jim, folks, what Jim is doing is he's created an accelerator organization that's supplements. It's I would think it would be like a supplement of an entrepreneurial center. Many of you have seen those things around the country. Some of you may be in one of them. But whatever it is, it's helping veterans to accelerate their success, their opportunities, their possibilities for success. And Jim, I congratulate you on that. And folks, I encourage you to see what Jim's got going on and take advantage, or see if you can help him, or maybe he can help you. Jim, what I want to do now, though, is I want to talk about the definition of veteran. You know, the federal government calls a veteran, has a very specific, a very strict definition of a veteran. They have to do that because it's tied to benefits. And one of the things, though, that's unfortunate is because of that, I think a lot of people whom I consider to be veterans, but the government doesn't, I think they are veterans. And I'm talking about the people who are the folks who serve their country in the National Guard and in the reserves, in the various reserve corps. And these are people who don't go on active duty for a long enough many times to be called a veteran technically by the government, but yet, Jim, they're ready to go, and our government is calling on them more and more to go fight our wars in foreign lands. And I think those people, at least for purposes not so much from a benefit standpoint, but from an honor standpoint, I think we should consider them to be veterans. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely on, Mark. I couldn't emphasize it more. Anybody who serves our country, even if it's for one day, is a hero to me. They're pledging to support their company, their country. And, you know, I'm a Vietnam combat veteran, and I am just simply in awe of our current generation of veterans. These are folks that some of them committed, like you said, and they're getting called up three and four times to fight our wars.
That's exactly right.
The new best generation.
Well, and again, if they go, if they're called up and they go, Jim, they qualify as a veteran at that point. But if they don't, if they're not called to go for whatever reason, then just because they didn't go, they were available to go. They put themselves in a position to be called up. And in my opinion, that qualifies them for the honor of being called a veteran, if not the technical veteran term, which would make them available for federal benefits.
That's absolutely true. I mean, it's like, I can compare it to being an entrepreneur, which you know very well, Jim. Once you make the leap, you're out there. So if
that's
a veteran comes in and commits, they're all in. So that should spread across the whole spectrum of veterans.
I like the way you said that. That's something I like to say. When you're a small business owner, you're all in. If you watch poker, you know, you're pushing all the chips to the table. So therefore, now we come back to your program, Jim, your accelerator program, Veterans Corp. So I want to make sure anybody listening, if they said, well, you know, I'm a I spent 20 years in the reserve, in the reserves of the Guard. I never went on active duty except for training, which the government, by the way, specifically precludes any time you spend on active duty for training to not qualify you for veteran status. So that if they fit that bill, I want them to say, you know, if they ask, is Jim Minji's Veterans Corps available to me? I want them to be able to say yes, Jim. And that's what it sounds to me like. That's what you're saying.
Any veteran who needs help can call 24/7. And I'll take it one step further. If folks go to our website, one of the things that we promote is collaboration with other heroes. There are heroes that aren't even in the service. There's a mentoring operation in New York that's run by a non-veteran that'll help any veteran connect with a company that can help him build. So we're interested in promoting collaboration through private companies and veterans to, again, accelerate their plans.
Right, and that includes helping them with getting support, helping them with access to capital, networking, contracts, that kind of thing, right?
I guess the simplest way to put it, Jim, is we want to help them try and figure out what's next for their business. If we can provide a direct service, we will. Otherwise, we will quickly put them into someone who can help them either with mentoring or resources. But not just throw them down the abyss. Have them have a relationship where they can come back, run into a wall, come back and ask us a question so that they can they can take it on their own.
Well, keep up the good work, Jim. Thank you for doing that. And give us the website again one more time.
The website again is veteranscorp.org.
Jim Minji, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, come back again real soon. We'll see you next time.
Love to.
I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.